Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080.
We're doing like doors and windows.
Yeah, we gotta, seriously, if Mitchell Bickford shows up tonight, I'll buy you a round. I think everybody in the place will buy you a round, Mitchell. Get the actual Mitchell Bickford to show up, some scam some people at the party. All right. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Sarah Dillon, F. Matt Peterson, Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom. Coming up later on. Coming up later on, former producer Christina Carlson is going to be in the house with us. Also, today's top five songs with the word party in the title. We've got all kinds of previews of tonight's listener party. We're now 6 hours away. It's coming up. We're going to talk more about that. We got your phone calls. Rob from the house. We're going to be here. I already know what he's going as. That's going to be a satisfying costume to see. So that's coming up. The bus is filled, I believe. Yep.
Yeah, that wasn't tough.
All right, the bus is maxed out. Okay, should we reveal the latest addition to the long list of reasons why people ought to be coming to this? All right, so we will, and you'll have to give me the information who I'm thanking for this. Is it diesel fuel? Is it diesel fuel? Is that who I'm thanking?
Diesel Fuel Prince.
Diesel Fuel Prince.
Thank you.
We want to thank James and Co. at Diesel Fuel Prince for giving us the hookup on the first line. People have been asking us for these for, like, no lie, like 5 years. So we want to thank Diesel Fuel Prince and James and his cronies down there for hooking us up with the brand new first run of the Rick Emerson bumper sticker, which we have got now. They're in the studio.
They are cool.
I gotta say, you know, without sitting here waxing my own car, I gotta say that they're pretty damn styling.
And wax away. You got a nice car.
Well, I didn't design them.
Eric Ackerson from 800 Octane designed them.
Eric Ackerson designed them. Sarah Dillon got them made, and Diesel Fuel Prints actually manufactured them for us. Good stuff, man. So we want to think they're good looking. They're very cool. They're big too. They're big. They're gonna look good at the back of your car, you know, or on your. God forbid your skateboard or whatever. So, but they're going to have those there tonight. A limited edition. I think we've got 500 total.
We will not have that many there tonight.
We'll not have that many there tonight, but it is a limited run. They are limited edition. We had a limited run made of those. But those will be there tonight at the listener party. Exit 16 of I-5, the new Phoenix Casino, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. tonight. Listener party number 4, featuring headlining performances by Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. Also The Low, also the Tim Riley Factor, featuring multiple guest stars tonight. Also going to be giving away a laptop worth over $800 from Budget Computers. Giving away a brand new electric guitar from Beaverton Music. We want to thank Rush there. I'm going to be giving away the stand-up arcade game from my apartment. We're going to be giving that away as well tonight. We've got blackjack certificates, blackjack box we're going to be giving away tonight. That's all coming up, along with a live spinning by DJ Drama, DJ J-Dog. All the 1080 girls are going to be there. Really, there's some gratuitously alluring pictures of the 1080 girls that I think you can... I think the initial server crash is... We've recovered from that now. You can see those at rickemerson.com, by the way. All right, we got all of that ahead, your phone calls and everything. Here's Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A vampire killing kit has sold at an auction for $12,000. It comes complete with a wooden stake and 10 silver bullets. The kit is in a walnut bark. Box. It contains a crucifix, a pistol, rosary, and vessels for garlic powder and various serums.
You can't kill a vampire with a silver bullet. That's werewolves.
Oh, well, somebody paid $12,000 for
it. Am I wrong about that? It's silver bullets work on werewolves, not vampires, right? Am I completely up in the night about that?
Yeah, they do work on werewolves, but silver is also good against the vampire.
You're making that up. Don't know.
I really do. Watch the movie Blade. They use those silver nitrate bullets that they shoot into them and then they explode.
Well, I think it's the exploding, probably.
It's not the exploding, because once the bullet hits them, the silver gets into their blood and then they die.
You might be right.
All right, well, we'll find out. Somebody out there who knows whether silver works on vampires. I'll just say it. All right, there you go. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, Halloween should be a treat for most Americans because 87% plan to do at least one spook-related tradition this year. According to a new survey by Hershey, 77% of Americans are purchasing candy for the holiday. So far, chocolate is the top treat. 73% of households are considering giving it out this year. In addition, 43% are suckers for lollipops. 33% choose bubblegum, and 11% are handing out cold, hard cash. Where are those? 11%. Things may look good for trick-or-treaters, but there is a trick. Although three-quarters of Americans plan on buying candy for Halloween, only 68% plan on giving it to others.
Well, I will tell you that, I grew up in a neighborhood, I mean, it just... Like, I had the worst life imaginable because on my block, my dad had been a cop for a while, so he was like kind of an overprotective, you know, a-hole to begin with. Like, my dad was like the king of the no-fun club, you know what I mean? He was just anything that was remotely interesting or exciting, you were not doing that. But on my block, three cops and a dentist. So there was no less fun place to trick-or-treat than my block because it was like nothing but erasers and pencils and... A horrible human being on my block give away mint dental floss one year. Mint dental floss. I'm 9. The teeth I got, I'm not going to have very long anyway. What kind of horrible, soulless human being gives dental floss to children on Halloween? I don't make any sense at all. And so you would just completely avoid that guy's house because it's like you're just going to get a pencil eraser, you know, or whatever. It's like some crap that you couldn't possibly want less. So you never, and I never once got any change or anything. I've never been to a house where they gave you money on Halloween. Now, Amy Faust from KWJJ, she said that there was a woman on her block that gave away cookies. And by the way, can I just tell you this? Can we just please have a moratorium on this business of not giving away homemade treats and the same news story we have to hear every year? I mean, I've only been on this planet for 30 years, but for 30 of those 30 years, I've heard this story every single friggin' Halloween. About how you don't give away apples or anything made at home. Give away something uninteresting and sterile inside a sealed container that looks like everybody else. I'm going to start some sort of Halloween tradition where you only give away homemade treats. I think from now on, I'm only going to give away things that are homemade just to buck the system.
Like peanut butter and marshmallow sandwiches?
Seriously, just to stick it in the man's eye a little bit. I'm not going to be cowed by the man's wave of unfounded fear sweeping this country like so much typhus. I'm not going to be part of that. But Amy Faust talked about there was a woman on her block, and the deal was the woman would bake a bunch of cookies to give out on Halloween. But here was the deal. On the underside of the cookie was always a coin, sometimes a nickel, sometimes a dime or a quarter, every once in a while, silver dollar. So she would open the door with a tray of cookies. You would pick up the cookie, and then you got the cookie, and then you turn it over, coin on the bottom of it. Always at least a nickel, sometimes a silver dollar. How great is that? That's the best thing you've ever heard of. You've never heard of anything better than that. I don't care who you are. That's the best thing. So see, that would make me inclined to deal with children if I could do something like that.
All right. That does sound good.
I'm just saying, this whole notion of not giving away anything homemade is retarded. It's friggin' stupid. It's just, there's no reason for it. You've never received anything no one you know. No one that you know knows anybody who knows somebody who's gotten something poisoned. Shut the hell up. Stupid. It's a stupid... We live in a stupid goddamn country filled with stupid goddamn people.
So make a bucket of steamed clams tonight.
All right. Like, anybody has that... Seriously, if you really were that angry about people, they make these things now called guns. If you're that angry, you're just going to go shoot some people. Who has time to sit and put razor blades into apples? I got things to do. If you really are all bent on going and killing some people, you know, there's probably some guy, you know, at a big gun store right now that'll sell you, an assault rifle for $15. You know, if you're really that bent on causing destruction, no one has time to sit and inject, you know, heroin into gummy bears. It's just time-consuming. No one's going to do it.
If it does, it'll happen in my neighborhood.
Yeah, unless you're in St. John's, in which case you're going to be dead by the time you're 30 anyway. Who are you fooling? What are you talking, like you're going to have a long, healthy life living there? I don't think so.
Well, a Scottish woman on holiday died horrifically when an escalator opened up and crushed her.
Ah!
62-year-old Sally Baldwin was killed when the cogs in the middle walkway sucked her into a gaping hole. An eyewitness to the horror at the railroad station in Rome said last night, part of the floor just suddenly opened up and the poor woman fell in.
Anytime that your death involves the phrase, large gaping hole, that's something you want to try to avoid.
An Italian train driver was also injured when he was dragged into the machinery while trying to rescue her, so...
Aha! We have the incoming transmission from Aaron Geek in the City. Subject line, monster killing schooling. Dude, killing vampires... wooden stake in the heart, sunlight, fire, decapitation. Killing werewolves, silver, fire. He then continues, the scene in Blade where silver is used is utter and total crap. Screw Marvel. Silver is useless against a vampire unless you make it into a cross. Aaron, slaying geek in the city. P.S. Just F. Matt with a silver stake.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
I knew I saw it in Blade, so...
I'm saying, you can't... Yeah,
I knew it existed.
You can't engage in just revisionism like that. It's
I'm okay with being wrong. I'm just saying I knew I had seen it someplace.
It's not canon, as the Roddenberry clan would say. All right, here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom. Oh, but we got this, by the way. Do you remember this? Did you ever do this thing where you go and you get your food x-rayed somewhere at a hospital?
Food x-ray.
They're the idiots. I remember, this is from Steven. I remember the advice in the 70s. X-ray homemade treats before you eat them to be sure they're safe. And like we all have an x-ray machine, you know, right down in our basement. So you have to go to the hospital. My mom worked in an ER, and they would stay open. Well, not stay open. Legs are always open. But I mean, you know what I mean? They would extra people there so you could bring stuff in and have your candy x-ray. Really, if you have to x-ray your candy, just don't leave the house. You're better off just, you know... You're better off just go all V.C. Andrews and just lock your kids in an attic, you know, for 50 years. If that's going to be your extra... Think about what a generation of soft, weak, pussified freaking children we're raising, x-raying their candy to make sure somebody's not shoving pins into it. No wonder our kids in this country are just such weak-ass, weakling pushovers. We're primed for a takeover. Canada... Mexico, some leaner, hungrier country where they're not afraid of people shoving hacksaw blades into your applesauce cake. They're going to come and they're going to take it over because we become a weak, spindly people because of things like this.
Well, we're not going to do TV tonight because everyone's going to be at the party tonight anyway, so.
All right. Also, since we're not doing TV tonight, let me continue my complaint list by saying this. First of all, where 75th of all, if you're really bent on causing destruction to children with eating things, take a look at the fat goddamn children we have in this country. They're doing a pretty good job by themselves, you know what I mean? Go to the food court at the Lloyd Center Mall. Does it really seem like children need your help to eat things that are bad for them? You don't really need to shove razor blades or syringes into anything that children eat now to make it something that's not going to be healthy for them. You see children out there, I was at the Lloyd Mall last week, children, all they're missing is a friggin' apple in their mouth and a steak going in both ends roasting over a Hawaiian fire. You don't really need to augment the food that American children are eating to make it bad for them.
No, it's like Ronald McDonald, Merchant of Death.
I'm just... Okay, that's a good capper to that. All right, it's Tim Riley in the KFTK newsroom.
Okay, so nobody's going to be home watching TV tonight, and that's why we're not going to do... TV tonight, but some of the scary videos that you should be reading include, for the holiday, Bible Man, Lead Us Not Into Temptation. Willie Ames discovers that a young girl who recently converted to Christianity wants to hang out with her non-Christian friends, so he grabs his Sword of the Spirit and kills those responsible for luring the young girl away from Christianity.
Bible Man, man, in Tiger, it's Terry, you're on Hot Talk, 980 KOTK.
Hey, Rick,
What's up? How are you? What
do
you got, sister?
Hey, I just want to let you know, I'm a faithful listener, and so are my rural carriers out in Hillsboro. Hey, rurals. You know how you get around the deal with the homemade goodies?
I have no idea.
You take and you put your name, your address, and your phone number and a little tag on the goodie so that when you hand it out, now who's going to hand out their name and phone number on something that is poisonous to a child?
That's true.
It does not work. Oh, and also, it is silver for werewolves and a wooden stake through the heart. You cut off their head and you burn them for vampires.
See, that's what I'm saying. There you go. It's Terry and Tiger. All right, so if you're going to hand out, you know, whatever. You know, never mind. I'm done with that. We've got this from Stephen and Catherine. Silver weapons inflict double damage on vampires, according to, wait for it, Dungeons and Dragons. Which may explain why Matt answered so quickly when the efficacy of silver as regards the vanquishing of the creatures of the night was brought up. So, you know, there's that. All right. You were reading a list of something, or was it just Bible Man?
That was just Bible Man.
Bible Man, you want to see something truly horrifying? Watch those stupid Kirk Cameron Left Behind movies, man. That'll scare you straight.
See what else we have here. Just in time for Halloween, it's Gothica with Robert Downey Jr. He plays Dr. Pete Graham, who treats a co-worker, Halle Berry, when it is discovered that she murdered her husband in Gothica. Robert talks about producer Joel Silver and Warner Brothers taking a risk on him.
Finding a personality I can hang on to and fall back on and put him in any situation. Usually you interview the person, the real-life person, and that helps you to form a character, but I didn't really have that luxury here, so I had to watch
Robert
a lot
Downey
of tapes
Jr.
on him and other people.
This isn't Robert. That was not Robert Downey Jr.
It wasn't? Sounds like Michael J. Fox.
Did that sound anything at all like Robert Downey Jr. to you?
Yeah, but he's done time in prison, too.
maybe.
No, but maybe the computer's screwing us again and did an update today.
Since he became the mam or the slam, maybe he's
skip the next one and I'll reach.
Well, no, let's play the next one and see what it is. It's a magical wheel of sound. Let's see who the next one really is. Maybe the next one will be Susan Sarandon.
All right. Let's play it.
Well, what does it say? Give the info.
Robert talks about what scares him in this story.
Just lack of self-confidence, coupled with, you know, my own unease in playing a character that was kind of very...
No, this one's Hayden Christensen.
Me. I never really kind of...
Yeah, these have not converted
to that. I was trying to
excellent.
Find and steal.
I love our computer
and
system.
So, like,
it's
the two
great.
Of them together,
well, it's all tricks and no tricks today, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, we're essentially running the show on a Commodore Amiga, by the way, for those of you that are wondering what sort of technology we utilize here in the Rick Emerson Show. All right, I have a sneaking suspicion that our former producer emeritus, Christina Carlson, is in the house. We'll be welcoming her to the Rick Emerson Show in just a moment. Later on, top five songs with the word party in the title, your phone calls, et cetera, so on and so forth. We're now just, five hours and something away from Listener Party 4 happening tonight at the New Phoenix Casino. Stay there, we'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk tonight at KFTK.
Portland. It's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's Sarah. Here's a picture about the... Okay, by the way, I want to note, we had this whole huge debacle with Matt's camera about Adrian, one of our 1080 girls, Adrian. She's the MILF of the 1080 girls. And then so there was this
My old camera would not read the card anymore, so yeah. I couldn't get it off. It was telling me the files were corrupted.
But then we finally got them.
I took the card out of one camera, put it into another camera, and actually got it to recognize them, so we did get those. They were recovered.
But there was a surprising, maybe not so surprising, a contingent of males that turned out that were really, really annoyed that we didn't have pictures of the MILF up. And so
they're
up now.
Well, not all of them are up, aren't they?
They really, and this guy says, Rick, regarding the MILF pics, picture number one, was it cold in the studio? I'm just asking. I wouldn't want the ladies to catch a cold. Joe in Portland. So there goes the concern
well,
of the...
she was wearing a little tank top.
Concern of the Rick Emerson audience there. Here's Sarah with the traffic.
I-5 South, seeing no delays from the Markham down to 205 eastbound on the Sunset. No problems to report from 217 to 405. Both directions of Banfield are looking good. This report, a service of Overstock.com. Oh, God. Discover the big O. Overstock.com. Save up to 80% off of retail prices
right,
for brand-name
yeah.
merchandise.
Big O, huh?
Will you stop... Shipping for $2.95, no matter how large the order. Log on to Overstock.com. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
125, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by Northside Ford, exclusively trucks at 63rd and Northeast Columbia Boulevard in Portland. Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis spoofed their Canadian characters, Bob and Doug, recreating their voices for moose characters in Brother Bear. Rick Moranis is asked about the characters they play.
Yes, we were. But when the reality hits you that you achieved that goal and now the waiting begins, it's a whole multi-stage journey that we're both really excited about.
Well, that was pretty close, but it really doesn't matter, does it? Oh, by the way, we just found out there is a freezing warning in effect for Northwest Oregon and Southwest Washington for tonight. That means the temperature will drop to 32 degrees. Don't say you weren't warned, so dress warmly if you come to the Halloween party tonight. Our Portland Metro forecast calls for that. And by tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, though, but it's still going to be cool, highs only in the 50s. Tim Riley, the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com, made possible by Budget Computers, home of the $200 laptop.
Hot.
Got an opinion? pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Coming up later on today, we got Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. We're gonna pursue. Now, you may have been listening yesterday. We had the Jen and Gary from Alternative Tattoo on. They've given us a couple things to give away tonight. Some gift certificates for tattooing. But they would also bring it. They're bringing this hearse that we're actually going to be taking tonight. We get the hearse and the limo. Am I to understand, by the way, who's going in the limo tonight?
Yeah, you know, that actually ended up working out really well for somebody, because the limo seats 8 people. 6 of those people are all of the Hot Talk 1080 girls.
Right.
The 7th person is actually the low. And the rest of the whole show cast is riding up in the hearse. So it looks at this point like it's going to be the low and the 1080 girls in the limo.
So the limo is just him and then 6 hot chicks dressed as schoolgirls.
Yeah, that's
you know
that's
what?
Really his life.
Can I just tell you, the best thing that guy ever did was send in that Radio Gangster song like a year ago. That's the best decision that guy ever made in his life. So, all right, whatever. In any event, I had some point I was going to make. Ah, Jolie. So we're going to talk to Jolie later on, because Jen from Alternative Tattoo was understanding. She made some comment about women liking to get it on in cemeteries for reasons kind of unknown to me. So we'll ask Jolie about that later on. In the meantime, though, on a completely separate issue, really as far away from that as you could possibly get, let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show producer emeritus, our former producer, and I think probably the best person we've ever known in our life, a woman who shames us with her purity and righteousness, Christina Carlson. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I don't have any theme music anymore.
It's a funny thing about that. You're just an unperson. You're dead to us.
Okay.
No, there was some unpleasantness and some things were erased rather randomly.
Oh.
Apparently someone, we think it was a lowly paid, uneducated weekender, went through and deleted a bunch of things randomly into the computer, and we just discovered that your theme song was among those, so my apologies.
But you know, that's fine, because I wasn't really a big fan of my theme song anyway, so...
I can try to come up with something. We can, you know, in fact, hold on, we'll just...
I don't know if this makes you more comfortable. The silence is really better, I think.
Baby, it's so good to have you back in my loving arms.
Well, thank you very much.
You've been gone so long.
I should point out that you're like 5 feet away from me right now.
Yeah.
For all those listeners out there.
Thanks for ruining the... Okay, never mind. We're just going to move on. So how is life in Bend?
Life in Bend is going well.
And so you've been there, what? It's been almost a year, right?
Cause it was almost
December,
a year.
Last December you moved.
Yeah, it was a little crazy walking up here today. I was like, whoa, different time warp.
Well, you're looking very fit. And you cut your hair.
I know.
What is that about?
Come on, it's cute.
It's cute. Okay.
The long hair was just bringing me down.
It's not bringing you down.
But
it's
not short and unstyled. It's really feathered and cool looking.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's unattractive. Christina could never really be unattractive. It's sort
and
of
not
a physical
80s feather.
Impossibility. I'm just saying. Is your husband behind this? Do I need to have speaks with him about this?
There kind of came a point right after I moved that I was like, oh, I hate my hair. And John's like, well, why don't you cut it? And I'm like, well, I can't. And he's like, why? And I'm like, well, because Rick said so. I kind of realized
what I'm talking about.
The words that were coming out, and I thought, you know.
Did you try to retract those words as soon as you'd said them? I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Yeah.
So I did go get my hair cut.
That's what I'm saying.
Right after I left.
There you go. Yeah.
You didn't see it. I mean, the longest that it was the longest that you saw it, and then it just went away.
See, a little something. I mean, I know he has a job that pays well. It isn't demeaning and embarrassing, but
see,
you know,
the things that change in a year, though.
Yeah. So, all right. So, can I tell people? We've talked about this. Can I tell people what you're doing?
You can tell people what I'm doing.
So John is bringing children to Christ.
Yes.
Okay, and then you are working at a Christian book publishing company.
Yes, I am.
You know, I swear to God, it's like your names just need to be like Anthony and Jill, you know, or Cody and Carrie or something. You need to be at a camp somewhere teaching kids how to weave lanyards and riding kayaks.
It wasn't really that I was seeking out a Christian marketplace to be working in. It just happened to be there, and there was a good job open up, and I thought, you know, this is a good fit for me.
Just
so.
Serendipity.
So it was actually kind of weird that first day of work going, and everyone's like, hello, how are you? And I, of course, my last job was here, So just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Different world.
So you didn't have Clyde. You know, you're missing Clyde in the hallway talking about Satan. And let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend, the original Harry Scary Guy, host of his own damn fine radio program, Ground Zero, Clyde Lewis.
Actually, I was really happy that Christina gave me the Clyde Lovin before I got into the room, so I was pretty happy.
Did you get the Christina hug?
I did. I got
Christina
the
Christina is the happiest, cheeriest person who's ever lived.
And my darkness did not even sway her.
No. Seriously. It's like you make Mary Lou Retton look like Ebenezer Scrooge. It really is true. So,
I don't know if these are. Is this a
I don't
good
mean
thing,
that.
Or?
No, it's no. what it's no, it's what
it's just
endears
what it is.
Us to you. It's why we love you.
You are the sunshine of our lives. You are the cream of our coffee.
Yeah. So you are. I just hit his face on the microphone.
I can't help it.
Have you been drinking again?
Everybody thinks I've been drinking.
It's because you came in here like noon last week and you were all hosed.
I was hosed, but that.
The people at your work, Christina, get hosed in the middle of the day.
No.
Have you ever?
I would like to tell you that I think I am the wildest person that works at my book company. So
you're the really crazy one.
I actually wore the pink snakeskin pants to work one day.
Yeah. Did you get any lectures about immorality?
No, I just got a lot of weird looks.
A lot of weird looks.
Yeah.
All right. So you are coming to the listener party tonight, right?
I am.
Now, should we tell people? I know. Actually, I'm privy. I know what you're coming as. Should we tell people what Christina's coming as, or should we keep it a secret?
I'm indifferent. You can tell them, you cannot.
I don't know, because everybody kind of knew. Everybody sort of knew last year. I don't know, we got the... Did we just
keep
it a secret?
I am not coming as what I was last year.
You're not coming as a porn star.
No.
It's okay, we've already done that. It's like, you know, it's checked off.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. It's checked off my list of things to see. I don't need to.
I was a little frightened to wear the roller skates again, so...
That's okay. Does anybody at work know that you went dressed as a porn star for Halloween last year?
No.
Really? Do they know that you used to work on a radio program?
They do.
Do they know anything about the program? Have they ever asked to listen to it?
Very few people know, really, where was the sort of place that this is. And
is this sort of like having a past in the porn industry or something where it's like you just don't tell people, what did you do? I sold real estate.
It's kind of a secret.
Yeah.
It is.
Clyde, you're here before you. I can see you drifting off into a stupor.
He's
there.
Falling asleep.
I've actually been up late. I mean, I didn't get to bed till 4, and I was up again.
Now, whose fault is that, Clyde?
It's my fault because I'm working on a project for Friday, but I was up all night.
Clyde's going to be releasing a demon.
Yes, I'm releasing a demon on Saturday.
Well, good.
Which is going to be nice.
See, so nothing really changes, Christina. You come back. Clyde's still drunk and releasing demons. Matt's got his mom doing all his work. Sarah's obsessing about the breasts of other women.
She's not doing all my work. She sewed one little piece of my costume.
She made your costume for you.
Is it the Ewok costume?
Yeah.
Are you an Ewok?
Not coming as an Ewok. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be cool.
I outgrew that phase.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Matt's, I think, substantially... There's more of Matt than there was when he was 10 or whatever, so I don't know that would really fit these days. Anyway, so the point I was making,
yeah,
we were having this big debate earlier about vampires and werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you kill werewolves with what, Clyde Lewis?
Silver bullets. And the reason why is because of the mythology surrounding the idea of betrayal and the pieces of silver that Judas used to betray.
Okay.
Now, see, all vampires and werewolves are shapeshifters, and they all fall into the category of shapeshifters. Now, they can shapeshift into different animals. They like to shapeshift into pigs, wolves, bats. Sometimes they can even shapeshift into fog, but they like bats because they can fly that way.
Are we still talking about werewolves?
They can shift into werewolves if they choose.
Okay, but you kill a werewolf with silver bullets.
Silver bullet to the head, yeah.
Okay, now, let me ask you this. How do you kill a vampire?
There are many ways to kill a vampire. One, you can use silver.
Okay, now where are you getting this from?
You can. You can use silver. You can also use water to kill a vampire.
Okay, let's get back to the silver thing for a moment. Now, why can you use silver to kill a vampire? I've never heard any such thing.
Because the whole silver thing, silver is a very, very, it has to be pure silver and it has to be blessed. But silver is a divining tool. It's been a divining tool in all kinds of pagan ritual, and it's also, once again, the representation of the betrayal of Christ. You can kill a vampire by putting a stake through his heart. You can kill a vampire by putting him in running water because it signifies it represents the waters of baptism or the waters of Christ. So if you were to, you can even a lot of people back in the French times used to, I guess, exorcise people who they thought were werewolves by basically baptizing them. But the baptism that they did was they would force drink them water until their stomachs exploded.
Well, that's a cheery thought.
And,
thanks, Clyde. Thanks
that's
for
how I did it.
Thanks for the overshare. I appreciate that. Okay, so you say yes, silver bullets.
Silver is not as effective on a vampire as it is on werewolves. Who knows why? But I just know that Yeah, silver bullets for werewolves, silver spears for werewolves. You can use a silver spear through the heart of a werewolf, of a vampire, too, to kill him. I don't know. People are taking liberties now. They really are. The whole crucifix thing, the whole cross thing.
What about the garlic?
The garlic.
Now, is garlic to kill, or is that just to repel?
It's to repel, and the reason why is because garlic purifies the blood. It's an herb that purifies the blood.
And it reeks.
And it reeks. Well,
it reeks.
It also represents the bitter herbs of Passover, which is another representation.
Everything with the Passover.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's the idea. It's all of these vampires and werewolves and all these other creatures are all based on something called the Book of Dyson, which is a book that was written pre-Adamic, and nobody uses it as religious text, but it basically says that there were creatures like vampires and werewolves that existed before Adam, and then when Adam and Eve came along, there was Lilith, who was a vampire, and several other people who lived in Canaan that were werewolves and vampires, shapeshifters, and you can read about them in the Bible. They're there. You can read about them.
Do you just pick random words and just string them together to see if I'll know the difference?
No.
Just to see if I'm going to be able to spot it?
I just read a lot of mythology. I have to know what I talk about.
All
and
right.
When I talk about werewolves and vampires, it's always fun at Halloween to talk about this stuff.
All right.
I know a lot about
We're
it.
We're here with Clyde Lewis, Christina Carlson. We come back. We got Jolie with How Chicks Think later on today's Top 5 as well. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Stay there. We'll be back.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
Carrie here notes that, Rick, vampires must be staked through the heart, werewolves must be shot with a silver bullet, Aquaman must be boiled in a large pot, 5-gallon minimum. Here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Okay. See, no delay still out on the Banfield in both directions, inbound and outbound, especially heading out to 205, seeing no delays. Also, on the Sunset outbound, seeing no problems from 405 out to 217. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. All right. We got Clyde Lewis here, former producer Christina Carlson also here. We're now 5 hours away from the greatest listener party of all time, the greatest party of all time, the greatest single event in the history of recorded human existence is coming up tonight at the New Phoenix Casino. Quick rundown. Okay, so we've got Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine going to be doing the headlining act. And Richard Cheese has already been asking about you, by the way.
Oh, Christina. Really?
He's still your special friend. And the first question out of his mouth was whether or not your husband John was going to be here. And I said that regrettably. Unfortunately, circumstances were such they had a line to keep John from here, and he seemed to perk up a little bit at that news. So,
well, that's good.
We may be able to distract him with Sarah, though. I'm not entirely sure. He seemed to be... The thing about Richard is you can always sort of deflect him onto anybody else, you know, with breasts. You can just sort of use them as just sort of...
Point him in that direction.
Yeah, it's like shooting skeet. You can just, you know, sort of use that as any sort of a distraction there. We're going to be welcoming Jolie to the show here in just a moment. Let's see. Rick, this is from Aaron Geek in the City. He says, Rick, you're going to force me to have a supernatural geek throwdown with Clyde. Bring it on, spooky man, he says.
What's he saying now?
He's taking you to task about the silver and vampires.
What's he saying?
I'm not, dude, I'm not going to...
What,
gonna,
is he going to have a showdown?
I'm not getting into it. I'm just,
you know, Aaron and I, we ended up in a graveyard the other night. It was a lot of fun.
Ended up in a graveyard?
Yeah, well, you know.
Any given night with Clyde, the odds are like 1 in 3 you're either going to end up in the graveyard or in the county clink.
So, I mean, you know, it's like it doesn't even matter what it is. It doesn't even where you start. You could start at a child's bris, but the odds are like 30% that you're going to end up behind bars or defiling a corpse at some point during the evening. It's just sort of like a given.
And maybe that's why we never did social situations.
Yes, that's why it didn't really work out.
You haven't lived till I take you to a graveyard.
You two crazy kids.
Yeah, we have fun at graveyards. Yeah. But, yeah, we went out, and it wasn't enough that they wanted to just, I wanted to just go into the entrance and go to the gate and come into the graveyard and just be in the graveyard. No, we had to go all the way into the middle of the graveyard, hang out at a crypt, and basically take out a camera and film ghosts. It was scary.
You had to?
Yes.
All right.
I was forced into it. I just wanted to go to the entrance and
hang
stand
out
there.
At a crypt. Yeah. All right. I didn't think they had crypts anymore. I thought crypts are one of those things that they kind of got rid of after 1935
is easier to say.
Or
it's a mausoleum.
Mausoleum. Did you ever see that movie? Mausoleum?
Mausoleum.
Terrible film.
Didn't that,
that
have Adam West in it?
No, that's Maxim Zuhl.
Maxim Zuhl.
Maxim Zuhl, by the way, Adam West, who is a TV's Batman, and who is usually drunk and looks like a bloated Robert Culp. If you ever interview, it's like, you try to, because it's like the reason you have him on is because he's Adam West, who is Batman. But there's always this perpetual tug of war because you're trying to talk about Batman, and he's trying to tell you about some, like...
Maxim Zuhl.
Yeah, like some pay-per-view thing he's doing, you know, or like some infomercial for Garden Shears.
I was in Bikini, Hawaii with Boris Karloff, and I played an extra second from the left. You're also Batman. Yes, I know, but Maxim Zuhl was a great film.
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the front desk, our good friend Jolie, for another exciting edition of How Chicks Think.
I brought you a gift. I come bearing gifts. Not babies, gifts.
This is in a bag. All right, now the last time somebody brought me a thinking gun, right, who is this from?
He said I could have some of it.
Who is it from? It's a plastic gun.
From Aaron.
From Aaron Geek in the City?
No, a different Aaron.
Different Aaron.
He's riding the bus tonight.
All right. Okay. Oh, Aaron on the
list. He's on the short bus.
All right.
Clyde.
Sorry.
Not if he brings gifts, he's not.
Let's see, Rick. Thanks for the show. Couldn't get a name of that. I've heard how things work in your building. Oh, this is funny. Okay, so he says, Rick, thanks for the show. Couldn't get through the day without it. Full-time listener, Aaron. And then he puts as a postscript here, I've heard how things work in your building. There are six things in this bag. All right, so that's it. Matt's not here, though. Matt is actually gone for a while, so we're not going to be... It's just a gigantic thing filled with fattening candy. Listen, he sprung a leak.
Oh, my gosh.
Jolie's
ravenous.
Jolie's...
Butterfingers and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
You know, you just had like an open airlock there for a second.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't bring lunch, and every time I'm hungry, somebody brings food.
Yeah, well, you know...
And that's perfect.
But this is not a staple.
This bag of Reese's, this is what a growing body needs. Guess how many calories are in this bag.
How many carbs are in this
bag? I don't care.
1,700 calories.
I might die tomorrow, you know? I might get hit, run over by a drunk driver.
Maybe at the listener party tonight.
Yeah. And, you know, because somebody might bring garlic or silver bullets
or a plastic gun.
A steak of knife and kill me.
Ow. Oh, I just punctured myself at a staple. You don't laugh at
Suck
my
it,
pain,
Rick. You
bastards.
Gotta go...
Ooh, he is bleeding. Look at that.
Okay, I've just injured myself.
Can that repel like a werewolf or a...
Rick's blood?
All right, but can I just say that there's like different types of injuries,
Rick?
But the puncture wound is the worst when you just puncture your finger. That's like the worst pain
of
all.
Cuts, so.
I stapled myself once when I was younger. Actually, I really did.
Yeah, okay. I tell people
And
that
I got
all
my
the
fingers
time.
caught in the beater, you know?
Yeah. What was that sound again? All right.
I once touched an electric fence wearing rubbers and standing in a thing of water.
Rubbers? How big were your rubbers?
Well, they were rubber. They were waders. I was working flood control. I said, I wonder if this is an electric fence. It certainly was an electric fence.
My grandfather.
Did you try to pee on it?
No.
My grandfather had an electric fence, and he went, you kids, don't touch the electric. But it's like when you're a kid, you don't. Like, an electric fence seems like one of those things that you see in a cartoon that's not really real, you know? And so you never believe that it's really an electric fence. So he had a farm out in Markham. And so he's, you know, you kids, you stay away from that fence, and it's like the guy in the movie going, that place, there's a curse on that, you know, the house. You stay away, but
you're
you never
damn
do.
Kids.
And so I go up and I grab the fence. And, of course, when you grab the electric fence, your hand, it was a constant current fence. It doesn't alternate. Some fences go on and off so you can let go. This one's a constant current, so your hand cinches on it, and so you're just stuck holding it for like an hour until your brother... And my brother comes by. He puts his hands around me to pull me off, and of course, then he's just chained to me. So there's like a big daisy chain. There's like nine people there. You know, and finally, you have to get like somebody to take a running start and like, you know, break through the line. It's like
eventually, you could light L.A.
Yeah.
Is it true if you pee on the fence, you'll get electrocuted?
What are you looking at me for? I don't know.
I don't know.
But you touched one.
But you don't pee on one.
People do that, though. Haven't you heard that?
Why would you pee on an electric fence?
Just, I don't know. To see if you get electric. Because you guys are weird and you pee on everything. And you try to write your name and stuff.
Us specifically?
Well, you're a guy, so yeah, pretty much.
I don't.
Clyde, I pee on everything. How about you?
I do, too.
Constantly. Every time I see something, I just want to whiz on it.
Yeah, I mean, especially when I'm in the bathroom. So I say, are you Clyde Lewis? I turn around and say, you bet I am. I do that all the time.
Yeah, I've cleaned women's bathrooms. I wouldn't be talking about men peeing.
Yeah.
All right, can we just get to the question
let's
now?
Let's talk about disgusting things.
Seriously. All right, well, we had Jen and Gary, our friends from Alternative Tattooing yesterday, and we were talking about sex in cemeteries, and Christine is just, with every passing minute, she's more glad that she's back here today.
Yeah.
We were talking about
she might
want to
leave the room.
We haven't talked about goat sex yet.
You know, I've heard all this. I worked here for a year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tough.
All right, so Jen and Gary, though.
Industrial strength, Christina.
Industrial strength.
Jen and Gary brought a hearse here, and so I was with, and they're really tattooed and kind of freaky looking. You know, I mean, they're kind of a cool woman, but they're kind of scary looking.
Mm-hmm.
And we had made some observation about, I said, why did you buy a hearse? Because it's like, they just use it to drive around in. And Jen made some comment about how she was kind of into cemeteries. And I made the observation that I knew a startlingly high number of girls, you know, relatively speaking, number of girls who were into cemeteries and the idea of like making out in a cemetery or getting it on in a cemetery or something. And Jen just really excitedly nodded her head and jumped up and down at that idea. And so the question then is,
wow,
do you think that's true for women as a whole? And if so, you know, why? And if not, then like what other acceptable alternatives are there?
Absolutely not. No.
So you're saying no?
I think there's only a certain amount. No, for a lot of women.
Where do you
no
live?
For a certain amount of group.
What?
For a certain amount of women, like Jen, and the other girl that I talked to who does like to do it in cemeteries, she has lots of tattoos, too. So I think it's a certain group of women that may like it. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when you guys are trying to get it up. And
I can't
say that?
I'm going to bleep it just...
Why? God, you bleep everything I say.
It's because you're constantly saying things that
are
crude.
When a guy is trying to... pitch a tent or something. and you're talking about your mom or something like that, then
what
you can't
you, what,
do it.
What?
So,
what kind of guys do you... What does that husband of yours do?
Well, no, I'm just saying if perhaps... Okay, maybe if they're thinking about it, just...
About their mom?
Yeah, because,
mom
you know...
Mom equals placid, in my opinion.
You know, to prolong the thing, okay? Stay with me now. So if you... You
what
know, it's kind
of
like that.
What God are you talking about?
Just a minute. If I'm going to a cemetery to try to do it,
yeah.
I can say that, right? You know, it's really scary and tense. You get all tensed up and nervous.
But that's
and
why chicks like it. It's like going to a horror
well,
movie.
No, but you can't. No. I don't. No, uh-uh.
No, you're... Okay,
it's
you're
It's the
wrong.
Same thing as with the guys. So no, I think most women
would
not... It's the
same thing as a guy thinking about his mom.
Yeah, so I think that most women would not want to do it in a cemetery.
I think a lot of women want to do it. For an audience, and I think that there's a...
Well, I've got other options.
All right, we've got to continue this on the other side. Stay there. We'll be back. It's a Rick Emerson Show. We'll continue after this, as well as today's Top 5. We're here with Jolie, Christina Carlson, Clyde Lewis, and your call. Stay there. We'll be back. It's a Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 201, Tim Riley with you. It's brought to you by your local State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Breaking news, 3,200 Washington National Guard members will be mobilized for service in Iraq. It is the largest deployment of such personnel since WW2. The soldiers are part of the Washington Army National Guard's 81st Armor Brigade, which is made up of 4,000 soldiers, 3,200 of which are now based in Washington. Oregon sent 300 Guard people for training yesterday. The renewal of Portland police participation in the FBI-led terrorism task force has been approved. The city council unanimously voted for approval last night, about 24 have posted saying it drives a wedge between Portlanders and the cops. A pledge from a Portland trailblazer who wants to help 1 million Africans with humanitarian aid next year. Kermit Washington retired from the Blazers in 1982. Now he's dedicating himself to helping Africa's poor. Supposed to be mostly sunny this afternoon. Not turning out to be that way, is it? High temperatures in the 50s. Then, tonight, look out, because a freeze warning is in effect. Temperatures could drop as low as the upper 20s. Expect strong winds, too. Tomorrow, sunny again. Highs in the mid-40s to low 50s. Tim Riley, KOTK News.